Moncrief on News Talk.
Melania Trump has just published a new memoir and as part of the publicity circuit has revealed what she and Donald Trump did on their first date. She says they drove to a property that he was interested in buying. This conflicts somewhat with a previous interview where she claimed they went for dinner. But whatever the truth, is a first date important? Can a relationship survive a bad one? News Talk's Do You Enjoy Bog Snorkeling correspondent Henry McKean has been collecting first date stories. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. Do you know, I've never been bog snorkeling. There's still time.
I'm still not sure on a what
date,
it is.
I think they just snorkel in a bog with an actual
Which
snorkel.
Sounds disgusting.
It's a thing. It's a thing. And yeah, and I've never reported on it. I know other programs have. But yeah, on the first date thing, yeah. Melania's first date, what was it? Was it the meal or was it the car ride? Was it both? We'll never know. One of my first dates, you could say, that didn't go to plan was all the way back in the year 2000. I was in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii.
Cool.
Watching the movie Pearl Harbor, which I know sounds just a coincidence,
yeah.
really.
But, yeah.
And it was kind of, what was it? It was a kind of romantic movie set in a disaster zone. And anyway, I worked in this coffee factory. I used to bag coffee.
Huh.
And this girl who I used to bag coffee with said to me, basically, do you want to go to the cinema? And I thought it was a group thing. So I brought along my friends. So I had three friends with me and she came on her own and she was a local Hawaiian girl and she was in her Hawaiian outfit,
oh.
all dressed up in her traditional outfit, and she sat beside me and I totally misread it. I didn't realize, and it was just so awkward because it wasn't she thought it was.
Yeah.
And she was a lovely girl, but she just wasn't my type, you know.
Okay, so you weren't into her
at all.
When you realized what was going on.
No, you know.
And she asked you out and everything. The
yeah, she
thing.
Asked me out and I thought it was like a let's all go and watch the movie. You know, because it was a big thing, obviously, in Hawaii.
So then the next day in the coffee bagging factory,
yes.
it must have been a bit ox.
It was very awkward. It was. But like, it was a big factory, so you could hide behind machines and stuff.
Yeah.
So you got through it.
Did anyone come up to you and see you?
Yeah, one of her friends said, look.
Oh, no.
But I knew. The lipstick gave it away. You know, she was had loads of lipstick.
You shouldn't have worn lipstick to it. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, Henry. Mm. That's awful.
I know, yeah. I know. And so many bad first dates out there.
Yeah.
I've been involved with.
Well, that hardly constitutes a date then. She thought it was a date.
It was
and
a misunderstanding. Exactly.
You just turned up with all your mates and
yes.
she's going, oh, yeah. hello.
I just couldn't read. I still can't read the ladies. Still don't get the messages. You know, just even to this day. You know, sometimes it's a hint. But we will go back to Melania Trump.
Yeah.
You know, she was chatting to Fox News. I think she has a book out about her first date with Donald.
On the first date, if you could call it a date.
Because it was mixed with professionalism too.
Correct.
Right?
And I completely understand now that I know him more.
Yes.
That was so, it was so him. And I liked in one way about it because I, you know, I was the same and I love the vision that he had and the connection that we had. So it was very special.
You get in the car and he drives you to Bedford. And outside of the city, what an hour outside of the city, and he wanted to show you a business or some property that he had.
Mm-hmm.
So he was combining business with taking you on a first date.
And it was very nice because we were two of us alone in the car for hour and a half. And it's no other noise, no other people, because at that time he was already known and a celebrity. So it was really nice to be just two of us.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Romantic.
She liked his vision.
I think
apparently,
so.
Yeah, whatever that means.
I think she just liked having that personal time with him in the car.
And his big fancy car.
For an hour and a half.
What first attracted you to billionaire Donald Trump?
This is it. I understand that she, you know, was asked a few times to go out and she eventually said yes. So
okay.
I don't think it was instant.
Oh, no. And Fox didn't ask her what put you off the first few times.
Well, I think love came in the end, did, you know? And they're still together.
Yes, they are.
And
yeah.
For now.
Like many presidential couples, they're still together.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah.
Yeah.
On that, we're going to go all the way from America and we're going to bring it back to Dublin. I did get to meet some Dubliners in the rain earlier and I asked them about their first dates.
I was going on a date with a girl from Ballymun and I pulled up to get something to eat and just as I pulled up to get something to eat, two blokes jumped out of the car and tried to rob the car, so I had to drive off and kind of let her out of the car and drive away. So that night the date went to f*** you.
So that wasn't a great date. So had to push her out of the car.
Yeah, basically.
Because you were worried the car was going to be carjacked.
Yeah, and me as well, so.
God.
Yeah, so.
Did you see her again?
No.
So she
probably thought it was a s*** bag,
So a bad first impression.
Yeah.
And any other dates that didn't
work
out?
No, that was it. No, just that. I made sure after that I never went on a date in a car.
So not like Donald Trump who had a date in the car?
No. Jesus, no. I haven't got Donald Trump's money in anyway. Do you know what I mean? I wish I did.
My worst experience on a first date was when it was a blind date.
Blind date.
Blind first date. We ended up with that girl for 20 years, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
Up until 2.5 years ago, And we had 4 kids together.
Congratulations.
It was mad, yeah. We just met up for a coffee. This was a long time ago. You're talking nearly 3 years ago. So,
And you hit it off.
Yeah, it was just one of them things, I suppose.
So it was 20-odd years of bliss, and it's over now?
Yeah. Ah, well, 2.5 years or so, But, my two eldest live with myself and my two youngest live with my ex. So I get to see them and she gets to see the eldest. So, and they only live a few minutes away, so it's not too bad. I can't complain.
And is that your ex texting you there?
No, that's not. Definitely not.
Okay. So, that was kind of sweet. They had a coffee and then they were together for 20 years.
Yes.
The first guy, his story is full of holes. She was in a car with him, two guys. You're in a car with someone you're going on a first date with, and people attempt to steal your car.
Yes.
Is your first reaction to kick your date out of the car?
Well,
I would have thought not.
Maybe the car wasn't his. You know, he never really
said. Maybe he'd stolen the car as well.
Borrowed it.
Other people were trying to get it back.
Maybe. Yeah, who knows exactly what went wrong. But maybe he was trying to protect her because these men wanted him in the car.
I know,
so
but
the safest thing to do was to
kick her out.
To kick her out.
Where the men were.
Well, that's a good point. And they didn't go on a second date. And
I'm he not used surprised.
Bad. He described himself as a something bag. And
yes,
he admits
he
struggles with ladies because of
he
that.
He keeps kicking them out of cars in car theft situations.
Yeah.
There's something else is going on there. Many things perhaps are going on there.
What do they call it in America? Grand Theft Auto, isn't it?
Yeah. But, I wonder, did he know these chaps who were trying to get
the
car?
Maybe he wanted to impress the lady by having a sports car and he got caught.
Yes, he did impress her.
There's a lot of unanswered questions.
He made
an
impression on her, that's for sure.
There's a huge amount.
Crikey. Yeah. A texter says, only billionaires can get away with bringing a woman on a drive.
Well, it might have been a big limo or something.
Well, it could have been, but I suppose anybody could if they were nice.
It
depends on the drive as well. You could say, let's just go for a drive for a first date and then you drive them around someplace scenic.
Yeah, and they like that in America. They like cruising. Is that the right term?
They do.
In their cars.
I think it has multiple meanings. It could be cruising. And if you, if you said, let's go for a drive in Sorrento.
Yes.
That's, like if I was Donald Trump,
in Italy or here in Dublin, Sorrento Villas?
Well, I suppose,
The one
in the rain isn't the same.
Yeah.
But if you said, let's go for, I just flew them in your private jet to Sorrento, went for a bit of a drive and flew back
home
again.
That could be lovely.
That would be impressive.
And maybe
I'd be impressed if someone would bring me on that kind of a date.
And the car could have had
a bed.
Don't
marry them.
No.
Somebody says, I went on a date with a woman to an Indian restaurant at her request. I'd never eaten Indian before. I ordered lamb vindaloo, not knowing. I sweated my way through that date. Suffice to say, there wasn't a second date. Oh, dear.
Oh, wow. That's a strong, strong curry.
That is a strong... Now, I wonder why there wasn't a second date. It was because she was looking at you sweating and thought, this isn't the guy for me, or...
And lamb
can
bring on wind.
How can... Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, that's the other thing as well when people go on dates.
Yes.
Going for a meal.
Yeah.
If you're hoping that maybe it might lead to some degree of intimacy later on... And like
you're full of food,
your stomach's gurgling.
Yeah, and there's beer and wine.
That's not the way to go.
No.
I met my wife when we were smoking outside a bar in Brooklyn. 18 years and 2 kids later, we're still together and happily married. It goes to show the old smoking section is the best.
Oh, it's a great way.
That's the only way to meet people. Yeah. So
take up smoking.
So you did meet some other couples, some older couples.
I did. I met this couple in the streets. Here are the Potters, Bruce and Alice. How did you meet?
We were hiking in the Colorado Mountains and he was my instructor, hiking instructor.
So you were her instructor. When did she catch your eye?
Right away, when we gathered to start, it's an actual class that I was teaching. So she was one of about 12 people in the class.
And you thought,
she's lovely.
I did.
See, this is before cell phones and Google. So to climb the mountains, you had to buy a topographical map and use a compass to get your way.
So you needed
him. So you had
him.
To take a class on how to orienteer.
Was it actually the first date as such, or how did you ask her out?
Well, she needed to climb a certain mountain to pass the class. And she was going to graduate school at the time and couldn't make the organized hike up the mountain. So I volunteered to do a personal instruction.
Bet you did.
Yes, I did. And that's when it all started.
And when did you know that that kind of personal instruction was a date?
Oh, I knew when he arranged to give me a personal instruction hike that he was interested.
And when did you...
He wasn't very subtle.
He wasn't subtle?
No.
And so you knew pretty much it's a green light. And when did you get together?
At the time, we were both dating different people. So about 4 months later, We decided we were more interested in each other than the dates we had.
And in the States, it's okay to date lots of people at the same time, isn't it? You call it the dating?
I never did, but...
No.
Not back then.
No?
That was the old-fashioned times.
So it was one, you know, person that you're seeing at a time.
Yes.
Right.
And how long have you been together?
33
been married
years.
30, yeah.
Been married 32. So,
congratulations.
So thank you. Actually,
thank you.
October is our 32nd anniversary.
Right.
Hey, congratulations to them. I think Americans do that a lot, that they get off with teachers. That's
really?
Yeah, well, not necessarily.
Personal
like,
instruction.
Yeah. Mm. No, your woman Lana Del Rey, the musical artist.
Oh, that's right.
She just got married over the weekend to an alligator tour guide.
Well, yeah, that's very
apparently
attractive.
He'd been showing her alligators and she just like, whoa.
Well, this is it.
What a guy.
And he's the, you know, why not? I've seen photos of him. He's a good colour, I suppose, from being in the sun
being
all the
outside
time.
And wrestling alligators probably would bring the old blood pressure up a bit as well.
And macho, very macho.
Yes, very macho.
I hope the alligators are okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm sure he's a match for them.
Well, yeah.
So to speak.
No.
And for each other. I know, I don't know how they're, what they're living around, because I assume he'd have to, goes on tour and stuff.
So
he'll have to be near alligators for his job.
And it's kind
so
of
how
like,
does that work?
Yeah, like Crocodile Dundee. You know, I found, you know, I can see why. I personally found him macho.
Yeah, he
macho.
Was. Yeah.
And I can see why the ladies, you know, went for Crocodile Dundee, Paul Hogan. Actually, I bumped into a Paul Hogan earlier. No relation to Paul Hogan.
Okay.
His name just happened to be Paul Hogan.
Oh, right.
Anyway,
okay, interesting.
Sorry.
I wonder, does he hear many Crocodile
but
Dundee
yeah,
jokes?
I can get that. I can get the whole alligator thing.
So, yes. Okay, so back in the day, Henry, did you have a finely honed strategy
I
for
did.
The first date?
I had a formula.
Okay,
and
good.
Looking back on it, it was a poor formula.
Oh, no.
I used to always bring the girls to Milano's. I think in the UK it's called Pizza Express.
Yeah.
Milano sounds more exotic.
It does. Milano sounds posher.
And you know, you used to be able to get a two-course for $12.50 and a three-course for €15. And it would be filling. And so, and looking back
was
on it...
Was that your basis for bringing them there?
Well,
they do nice dough balls there.
The food was good. The food, I'm sure it's a little bit more now, probably double that.
Yeah.
And I used to always love to bring them to Pizza Stop, which has now been replaced by this European building that hasn't opened yet, which says nice things about Europe,
off
Grafton Street.
Oh,
it's gone now.
I've seen that, yeah.
I used to love... bringing the girls to Pizza Stop. Again, decent pizza, get fill up, don't spend too much. But looking back on it, I should have spent more. I should have taken them to nicer restaurants, tried a bit harder.
Well, did you get the sense on any of these dates that they were looking at you going, this is it, like, this is the best you can
do? They probably thought that I was being a little bit thrifty. And, you know, I'd pay for the whole thing, but it was only €12.50 times two plus a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So you were getting away with spending perhaps €40 on a date, which is, you know, in today's money, you'd get like a garlic bread for that.
But did that say, I wonder, did it say to them, he's not really trying to impress me here.
He's not sure. Not committing.
But maybe that was, you would have thought then that they'd try a bit harder then. If they think, this guy isn't quite convinced
yet. But I would always pay.
So,
I would
know.
Never go double Dutch. I'd always pay.
Okay, well, that's decent.
Even though I took them to a thrifty restaurant.
Did any of them ever offer to pay or
sometimes
split the
they
bill?
Would. Sometimes there was one and she would never pay for anything. Ever.
Ever,
one.
Ever.
She would never pay for anything. I'd always pay, which is fine because, and this was after us dating, a year and a half, 2 years.
Oh, really?
But then we broke
never
up.
Never once. Did she?
Never, no.
Do you ever buy a present or a pint?
Sometimes, but then sometimes she'd use my money, which was fine, again.
But did she have was that a stance she had that men should pay for stuff?
I think she just came from a very, very thrifty family, this particular girl.
Yeah.
And she wanted to keep her money in her purse, which was fine. Which is absolutely
not
fine.
Not really, when it's your money. It's your purse that's getting exploited.
Well, that, you really. Know. I suppose I let that girl away with murder.
So, then that was one successful. You could say that it ran for a while after Milano's.
You know, maybe because I went yellow.
She
pack
was
on her.
No, yeah, but she was probably impressed. She thought, this is the guy for me. This guy knows the value of a tenner.
You know, she was attracted to my thriftiness.
Yes,
maybe.
Okay, that could be a thing.
But anyway, here is an expert.
I'm Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking.
Tell us about the worst dates that you've come across.
From the clients that are telling us their worst dates, they would have included coffee dates, they would have included people going for meals, and although the meal was a good idea, the guy would spend most of the time on the phone trying to give off this sort of sense of bravado that I'm really important and look at me and I'm so busy, and they would be sort of ignoring the date, ignoring the person, not asking questions and just basically saying this is who I am, this is what I do and I'm really important and special. Just like Donald did when he drove Melania around for an hour and a half to look at a house that he was about to buy, basically saying this is how rich I am, this is what I've got, which shows off deep insecurities to the woman.
So what about a coffee? What about the cinema as a date, as a first date?
I would say cinema and coffee are both terrible ideas, and usually people who go for coffees are people who want either to not spend money or to have an easy escape, have a quick getaway, which is a cop-out, and I feel they're probably a little bit shy and nervous about not having enough to talk about.
So on a first date, what are the recommendations to get it right?
I really think you need to, as a guy, you need to show that you are willing to put yourself out there and spend a little bit of money. I'm not saying go over the top. I'm just saying show that you're not tight. Tightness is the number one pet hate from women towards men. And if a guy says, oh, I don't want to go there now, that's too expensive, or I want to go this, I want to go there, I want to go for a coffee, it just shows that this person is not invested in the actual date itself.
So no pizza stop.
Pizza stop now. Do you know, I would ask the question, and I'd do it as a laugh. I'd have the crack, Henry, but you'd need to be saying to her now, it's pizza stop now, but if this goes well, who knows? It could be Siam Thai after.
Siam Thai.
This guy's an expert.
it's a good Asian
he was
restaurant.
Seriously suggesting you bring a woman to pizza stop and then go, well, you know, if this goes well, you might get Thai food out of me.
And then after
she'd go, wow.
Michelin
okay.
Red. Yeah.
What's wrong with a coffee date? I would have thought a coffee date is as good as a start.
Yeah,
because
you can get out of it.
Parties are not feeling huge pressure to talk for ages.
But
and then they'd be more relaxed.
I understand it, but I think a drink is better. I think go for a pint or a glass of wine in a nice 5-star hotel. I went to the Shelburne earlier for a coffee.
Okay.
And not on a date or anything. Ooh. I was in the Shelburne and it was an amazing coffee. It was €6.50 and they give you a little, shortbread, tiny biscuit. And you're paying for the ambience. So bring them, if you're going to bring them to the Shelburne.
For a €6.50 coffee. A takeaway coffee in the centre of Dublin now
is about four.
It's about four.
Mm-hmm, about that.
Just, you know, that you just walk down the street drinking. It's mad. Completely.
Just go for the pint. Go for a pint in the number 27 or something like that. I did get to speak to this guy. He was a little bit lost in Smithfield. He's from Hull. His name's Louis. And he was actually on a surprise date. And he didn't even pack spare underpants.
Oh, no.
Well, my first ever date, I went to a tapas. I don't know if tapas is popular in Ireland.
You went to a tapas bar?
Yeah. It was a tapas bar, and I didn't realise what tapas was. And so I came in, and I just ordered one plate, and she kind of looked at me like, what are you really doing? And so I'm just sat there with like a tiny, tiny bowl of calamari, and she ordered like five plates. I'm thinking, she's obviously quite hungry, because I'm used to like Italian restaurants where you just order a big thing and that's it. But I left the restaurant going, oh, I'm really, really hungry. So I went to, I paid the bill, left, and she said to me, you do know you order like more than one plate, right? So it's just like, oh, okay, I just look like an idiot in front of this girl. And she never talked to me again, so
it didn't go anywhere.
No, I didn't even go anywhere. I was just hungry, it didn't go anywhere.
And your favorite date, your best date?
I want to say Dublin. It's been Dublin. coming here.
It's coming here.
Yeah, coming here. It was date night last night, and we went to Temple Bar. We did all the touristy stuff, but it was really, really good. I really loved the city.
And did you know you were coming?
No, it was a surprise. It was a surprise because I was so annoyed because I spent basically all of last week being so moody that my family and nobody didn't want to do anything with me. Everyone just poo-pooed me. So it's just like we went to this pub and then I walk in, my whole family's there, and everyone, it was like a massive surprise. They turn the lights off as I walk in and they all like surprise me.
Birthday.
Yeah. They surprised me to the birthday. And then it was like the flight was like 3 hours after that.
So you had no idea?
No, I've not brought a suitcase. I've brought just, I had to run over and get my passport. I had a toothbrush and that was it. So I'm just going to run over here. I've not brought anything.
So a great date.
It's been brilliant. It's been really, really good. It's been really, really good. Although the clothes situation, obviously
I don't... pop into Pennies?
I have to.
Primark, as you call it.
Primark, yeah.
Did he say how long he was staying for?
I think one or two nights. I mean, I think you can wear underpants for two nights.
Oh.
You know, you could turn them inside out.
Oh.
You could air them in the hotel.
Stink. Yeah. Stink. But she should have at least, she could have bought him a pair of pants, you know, and said, there you go, surprise, we're going away.
But he went home to get his passport, but not a change of clothes. I think that's very unusual.
Yeah, because you think passport, that means I will be leaving the country.
I know, but young people don't always shower or change their clothes.
Did he, when you were interviewing this chap, did you get a... bang off
it was a strong windy rain, so no, but
hard
I didn't
to tell.
Get that close to him, but if I met him on a crowded bus,
he may well have been drenched in Lynx to just hide the smell.
Well, this is it,
3 day underpants.
And yeah, how come I, you know, even though it's a great product, it doesn't always hide the smell. Lynx, it just adds to it.
Yeah, it kind of mingles with it. But it's hugely popular.
It is,
yeah, but I'm telling you, if that guy's if he's staying more than one night in Dublin, like he's after night two, you're just propping the pants up against the wall. They're stand up by themselves.
Well, he could go commando.
That's mank. That's totally mank. Yeah. No, anyway, so did you meet any people who had bad first dates?
No, I did. I got to meet this person who was on a date and it didn't go to plan.
The other person just didn't talk at all. It was just me basically talking about anything and absolutely everything
So you had to fill the silences?
Yeah. And that was absolutely awful.
And this person, did you fancy the person? Did they fancy you? How did you end up on the date?
I think we met on like a dating app or something, and I think honestly I was just bored. It was like, why not?
So you were bored and you thought, I'll go on the date. So you both must have liked each other for the date to happen.
Yeah, I guess so. I think maybe through text they were a bit more talkative, and then in person they were just really shy. But yeah, I just remember making up some random excuse to go because I couldn't deal with the silence.
And was it a meal?
No, I think we went for like a walk or something. I think we like got a coffee and like went for a walk.
So there was always a get out. That's a thing.
Yeah.
On a first date, a coffee's probably better than alcohol or a meal.
Yeah. Well, now I kind of be on the opposite side. I'm like, well, at least if I'm drunk, I can talk about anything then and not feel so awkward.
And are you still on the dating scene?
Not anymore, no.
You found someone?
Yeah.
And how did you find them?
We met at like a course thing we were doing, and kind of just got along very quickly.
And got to know each other?
Yeah.
My favourite first date was, I was 16 at the time, and I was completely hungover, and I was meeting someone for like coffee the next day.
So you had a session the night before?
Yeah.
You were 16?
Yeah. And I was meeting for someone coffee the next day in Drogheda. So I went to Drogheda anyways, and it was like I didn't find out actually until after the date that it was a date.
So you went to Drogheda not knowing it was a date? What
no.
did you think it was?
So I thought we were just meeting up, like having lunch and like just chilling out, like after like the session, hanging to bits, like, and my hair was like bit to the backbone. Like the grease, like absolutely hanging from the night before, and it was like I met the parents and all on this first day.
You met the parents.
The parents, the siblings, like me, none the wiser. Until later on that night, I was out again, and one of the girls said it to me, and I was like, I had no idea.
Did it go anywhere?
No.
Did you see him again?
I ghosted him.
You ghosted him?
Yeah.
Why?
It was just like such a situation that like I.
It was just too full on. Too early.
Yeah.
He must have really liked you to meet the parents on the first date.
I don't know. It was just such a strange one that I was like, it scared me off. I was like, absolutely not.
Was he handsome?
So-so.
What about his personality?
Yeah, like he was funny.
Oh, God, there's nothing worse than being so-so and funny. Mm,
yeah. Well, I think funny guys.
What struck me most out of that story is that she went out again that night. She's some woman.
No, yeah, and she was on a session. And
she was a goer. Yeah, in Drada. Yeah.
I bet to the backbone. And just very quickly, I just want to say sorry to Louis. He was a lovely man.
Yeah. Don't be say so. Oh, you know, I'm sure he was a lovely man.
You know, and I shouldn't have brought attention to not wearing any clean underpants.
Yeah. Well, that will bring attention to itself eventually if you do for long enough. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.